Friend to Friend, Fire. From an interview with Sister Cheryl A. Esplin, second counselor in the primary general presidency, by Annie Beer. I was led by the Spirit, not knowing beforehand the things which I should do. 1 Nephi chapter 4, verse 6. I grew up on a farm outside of town. One evening, my parents were away at church meetings, and I was left in charge. One of my younger brothers ran into the house and told me the garage was on fire. The garage was only a few feet away from our house. The one side of the garage where my father had been repairing a tractor was on fire, and flames had reached the car on the other side. I told my brothers to get far away from the garage so they wouldn't be hurt. Then I grabbed a broom and started beating out the fire. One of my brothers came to help, but he suddenly caught on fire and started to run. I yelled at him to stop and roll, but he just kept running. I chased after him and pulled him down to put out the flames. The thought came to me to have him stand in the canal near our home. I told him to do that while I put out the rest of the fire. I know I had Heavenly Father's help in knowing what I needed to do to put out the fire that day. The doctor said that if I hadn't told my brother to stand in the cold water of the canal, he would have needed surgery from the burns. Instead, he healed so well that there was only one small scar on his foot. It was a miracle. I know that Heavenly Father listens to our prayers and that He watches over us. He stands ready to help us when we pray, listen, and follow the promptings of the Holy Ghost. End of the story, Fire. From an interview with Sister Cheryl A. Esplin, second counselor in the primary general presidency, by Annie Beer.